This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Legal proceedings against the man accused of killing 10 people inside a King Superstore in March have been delayed. CPR's Allison Sherry reports a judge in Boulder ordered a mental health competency evaluation before things can move forward.
Ahmad Al-Alisa was supposed to have a preliminary hearing today, but his public defenders asked for a mental health review first. This is to determine whether Alisa is mentally sound to stand trial. The evaluation will be done inside the Boulder jail, and another preliminary hearing was set for October. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Three signs incorrectly depicting Fort Lewis College's past with Indigenous people have been removed from campus. Indigenous leaders and students gathered at the college in Durango yesterday to mark the occasion. The panels whitewashed the college's past as an Indian boarding school, where Indigenous students were violently forced to abandon their cultural identity and assimilate to Western culture. Noah Shadlow, an Osage student, says the removal was long warranted.
I look at it as a day of a celebration, you know, kind of correcting the record, I would say.
Eventually, nine other similar signs will also be removed from the campus. College leaders have not determined what will take their places. Coloradans are now protected from discrimination based on their gender expression and gender identity. The new elements of the state's anti-discrimination law go into effect today. The law covers employment, housing, health care, and other areas of public life. Gender identity refers to someone's innate sense of their own gender, and gender expression is how they live that gender in the world. This is CPR News and KRCC at 206.